is this sponsored by just Chicago University, or is that?
Well, the whole thing has a long history.
Well, it's basically, as I said, just we do, as a matter of fact, we did get a grant just this past year, so we think we can really put a big push on the
trying to federal grant.
Well, for the National Endowment for the Humanities, yeah, which is semi-federal. But anyway, what we're trying to do is just wrap up the field work and then get on with the next stage, which is to take a look at the different items. Mm-hmm. Probably we'll just have our initial stages, we'll just have just select things and present them selectively. But some things where you really do get major regional differences, we'll try to go into. Where are y'all going tonight? I mean, if you don't mind being nosy, I just
say, where are we going tonight? This, we're going to Fall Festival supper in connection with our Nazarene Church, where we tend to be mod.
Uh-huh.
And it's at Community Hall on Highway 2 between Hebron and Valparaiso. It's
a
community
so it's
hall,
the
building there that we rent for that purpose.
It's not the American Legion, but
No.
Yeah.
I was really impressed with their tank outside.
Yes.
I just saw that tank out there. And,
kind of afraid sometimes we'll get crashed into some wild driver.
I assume they've taken the engine out, although maybe.
Oh, I imagine. I wouldn't really know though. But
yeah. That's what I did when I was in the Army. And,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
But Patrick, yeah, still in the reserve.
Our boy was with the tank division too.
Oh, was it right?
He didn't have much to do with the tank. He drove the officer around, but in the Jeep. But he was. With that branch.
Yeah. Well, he was experienced though with tanks.
Well, yes, but
different.
Yeah, I didn't get quite in early enough to get that old M4 Sherman, which is what they have there. I go back mainly because I was in the National Guard for a while, which has all this old stuff. So yeah. Mm-hmm. We do have M48s, things like, which are right after the Shermans. But, anyway, the place where you might go to spend the night somewhere out of town would be.
Motel.
Or a fancier one would be.
Hotel.
Be what?
Hotel or
yeah.
Motel.
I cut you off there, I'm sorry. If you wanted to go see a play, you'd probably go to
theater?
Yeah. Any other terms you'd use for theater? Any older terms?
Movie house?
No, that wouldn't be.
You never heard the term opera house.
Yes.
What did it describe an opera house?
Well, it's where operas are presented.
Okay, but you never.
It's just a big auditorium with a stage.
Okay, but you never heard the term opera house applied to a sort of place, say, in DeMott or something like that.
Well, it used to have an opera house in Rensselaer. Our high school plays used, and operettas used to be put on there.
Mm-hmm.
They called it the Ellis Opera House.
All right. And it was not really a big opera house, but it was more like a theater. Is that, or was it?
Well, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. The place where you have to go if you're sick is a
hospital.
Okay. And the lady who takes care of you in the hospital
is a nurse.
Okay. Rensselaer, with regard to Jasper County, is the
county seat.
Okay. The well, they used to call those things that had, they rode down the street on rails and...
Streetcars.
Okay. Do they have any other words for it than streetcar?
In our urbans.
Okay. Anything else?
In Chicago, they were called the L.
Yeah, well, they still are, as a matter of
yes,
fact.
Yeah, right.
They had them, I take it they had them in Rensselaer, did they?
No.
They didn't have any. They have them anywhere near here?